Patrick, you made this trip in 2009. What do you remember from that trip as a rookie?
I remember the game. No, it was nice, man. It was good to go there. I've never been there before. I mean, my parents have been there. I was really young, though, but it was good. It was a different experience. It's kind of like a little mini Boston, I feel. It was cool. Everybody's walking around. It was fun.
Anything different this time around for you? Being a little bit older, how you treat it differently or anything?
I mean, I'm treated the same, man. Just going out there to play a game. You know how we are over here, man. Just because it's a different place, different country, doesn't mean we're not going to go out there and, you know, try to play and win this game.
You know, Patrick, Tom Brady yesterday was talking about this team and being mentally tough. Do you feel like this team is mentally tough?
Yeah, I feel we're good. You know, we just got to limit some big players, but we're fine. We have no complaints over here.
So the trip will be the same for you guys. How frustrating is it? You know, we talked to you when you practiced last week, not able to play, having to watch your team there on the sideline being injured right now.
I'm just working, man. I'm working hard to get back out there. We're going to see how practice goes today, man. Just keep pushing.
Are you making the trip?
I'm going to go out there and see how practice goes, man.
You can't miss the London trip. Come on. We know you're getting on that plane to go to London.
I never said that. I'm going to see how practice goes.
Last week you told us you were ready to go.
Hey, man, I only do what I can control, man. I'm going to go out there and practice today, see how it feels.
Last week, you guys, still, we talk about the big plays in the secondary, you know, 20-plus plays. I think it's up to 39 now in 7 games. When you see plays like that with your team going over film, is it more to do with communication issues, or is it as a group, rather, or is it individual mistakes?
No, just it's not mistakes. It's just finished play. We're in good position. We have great coverage. Just finish the play. I mean, they get paid, too. They're going to make big plays. We're just going to make more than them.
You talk about those big plays. You saw your teammate Devin McCourty go back there and play some safeties. He's played both. You know, he's playing back there where you play. He's played some cornerback. Assess his game, how he played in that last line where you guys usually play in safety.
I feel he did a good job, man. I mean, that's more for coaches to ask. They evaluate all that stuff. But to me, he played good, especially just going there, you know, kind of short notice. I mean, he went there, he played good. He got some good tackles, good plays. He's a good player, man, regardless of what position he's in. At what position he's playing, he's going to do good.
You know, it must be frustrating for you. I know last year in the regular season, you know, you missed some time. You know, this year you've missed a couple of games. But I'm wondering now, you've been in the league a while. If you were to do a self-scouting report on yourself, how would you scout Patrick Chung? What would you say about yourself?
I would never give you guys a self-scouting report, man.
Like strengths, weaknesses?
Nope, can't do that. You got to try to be good at everything and be bad at nothing.
So good at everything and bad at nothing. That's a pretty good scouting report. You take that in your Madden rating. Patrick Chung is joining us here. When a guy like Rodney Harrison talks about your game and says that you progress, but says, you know, I think Patrick Chung still has a level up, that he can be a better player, do you read into guys who have played the game before assessing your game, Patrick?
Yeah, certain guys I do. And Rodney's one of those guys, man, because, you know, we've talked, we've had conversations, and, you know, first thing my mom texted me is, like, he didn't want to face me. So, I mean, I all I can say is thank you to that. And, you know, I'm going to keep working, keep striving to be the type of player I know I can be, the type of player he thinks I can be. And I'm going to just try to, you know, just make him right.
You know, you're a very aggressive football player. And when you look at this defense, and as a fan we watch, and we don't exactly see a very aggressive defense as a whole. Don't see many blitzes. It's sort of like just sit back there and I'll try to have you guys do a job and hold receivers down for 5 or 6 seconds. That's got to make it a lot more difficult on that secondary, especially that back end where you are.
Situations change things. I mean, sometimes you're going to blitz, sometimes you're not going to. But, I mean, call means nothing, man. If you have aggressive players out there that like to be, you know, be aggressive and play ball and, you know, instinctive, then you have an aggressive defense. The call doesn't really matter. It's all about the players.
I mean, is there part of you, though, that just says, hey, Bill, just send me a few more times. Let me try to get after this quarterback.
No, I mean, it is what it is. Not everybody wants to do that. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, the play situation, you know, doesn't call for you to do that at that time. So whatever call he has for you, you better execute it to perfection, because he's putting you in that role for a reason.
We talked to Wes during the offseason, and he admitted, you know, in its preparation, part of, you know, the contract issue is coming into his mind a little bit. He's going to play through it. You're in the last year of your contract, Patrick. Do you think about, you know, where you're going to play in the contract situation at all during the year?
No, I can't think about that at all, man. That's just extra things I got to think about, man. That's going to do nothing but hurt a player, and, you know, in midseason especially. So, I mean, just got to play ball. You know, whatever happens, happens. You know, God has a plan, and, you know, just got to keep playing.
He's watched a lot of film, I imagine, at this point on St. Louis. When you talk about the quarterback and you talk about maybe some of the young wide receivers, you know, what do you see on film from Sam Bradford and some of these new guys they have back there with Amendola out?
I think Sam is good. He has a good arm. He's a good quarterback. He has a strong arm. He's accurate. And he has young receivers that can, you know, have a good route and then catch the ball. I see a very good team. I don't see anything less than that.
They have a very good quarterback, like you say. The running back, two different guys they've used here. The rookie Washington is more of a change of pace speed guy. Then there's Steven Jackson.
Richardson.
Richardson. See, I screw stuff up all the time. Don't worry. And then Steven Jackson, Oregon State guy up from up near Oregon. Two different running backs, speed guy, and a guy that can run guys over. What kind of issue does that present as someone in that last line of defense at safety?
Definitely change the pace. You have to just be aware of who's in the game. And don't forget Pete, man. Pete's really good, too. And don't forget about that guy. So they have like a three-headed monster, you know. So, I mean, they're definitely good. It's definitely a change of pace in the game when certain players are in. You just got to be aware of it.
How much are you going to be aware of Chris Givens? I mean, I know Gibson's leading his team in receptions, but Givens is the deep threat. And like I said, you know, there's some issues there in Seattle with the deep ball, and it has been for the year. How much attention do you have to give to that guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's fast. He's fast, and he has a good quarterback to get him the ball. So, I mean, just try our hardest to make sure he doesn't get those deep shots, and you know, whatever we can do. But he's fast. He's a playmaker. Just got to limit him as much as possible.
You expect to play on Sunday?
I'm gonna go out there today and see how practice is today, man.
Well, you see the sights in London, because even Brady was like, you guys keep saying business trip. You mean to tell me you're gonna go to London for the second time in 4 years, and you're not gonna do some sort of sightseeing, Big Ben, one of these places, none of that?
Number one, it is a business trip, but I guarantee you we're going to have maybe some time to do something. What we're really out there is to go play a game. We can fight, see, do all that stuff after, you know, go see the Big Ben clock, Big Ben, you know.
Big Bang.
We're going to go from there.
Great reference there from Patrick Chung.
That's my favorite right there.
Tyre, Patrick, have a safe trip. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.